We'll expect more missile launches by North Korea, experts say, after a weekend short-range missile test that the US has played down as it gambles on being able to drag Pyongyang to a denuclearization deal. President Donald Trump tweeted as much.
I believe that Kim Jong-un fully realizes the great economic potential of North Korea and will do nothing to interfere or end it. He also knows that I am with him and does not want to break his promise to me. Deal will happen.
But apart from that, what's caused alarm is the response to the launch from the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He rejected suggestions that the test breaches a North Korean moratorium on missile tests. The US has even tried to avoid talking about a missile being tested at all. Dr. Malcolm Davis is Senior Analyst in Defence Strategy and Capability at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. We spoke earlier.
Look, it was a missile. I think everyone understands that. Mike Pompeo understands that. The US intelligence community understands that. They're playing it down for political reasons because they want to maintain their options as long as possible to keep the diplomacy alive. And if the US suddenly starts saying North Korea tested a missile system, it makes it more difficult for the Trump administration not to push back. Even though this was a short-range ballistic missile system, it wasn't an intercontinental range ballistic missile, it nevertheless erodes the missile moratorium, test moratorium that Kim Jong-un announced and that Donald Trump has placed heavy emphasis on in terms of indication of success of the diplomacy with North Korea. So, for political purposes, they played it down.
But the risk here, surely, is that you're letting Kim Jong-un get away with pushing the line, so to speak. Isn't that the case?
Certainly. And when you read Pompeo's statement, he basically says, look, we're fine so long as North Korea doesn't test an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile. That's a tremendously bad statement to say, because what it says to North Korea is you can test as many short-range or medium-range ballistic missiles as you want. So long as they can't reach US territory, we're fine. And so, you know, North Korea can now escalate its missile tests that will include tests that would cover, for example, targets in Japan. And it leaves South Korea and Japan much more exposed to threat than what would be the case if the US said you can't test any missiles.
Indeed. But how does this work with the diplomacy or the hope for diplomacy that Donald Trump has been tweeting about? He says there will be a deal. How can this work when North Korea is being allowed to escalate in this way?
Well, look, I think when we talk about the diplomatic process, we have to realise one fundamental fact. And that is that North Korea has no intention whatsoever of getting rid of its nuclear weapons under any circumstances. Okay? So we're going through this diplomatic dance with the North Koreans where we sit down and talk with them. We have had two summits already. One was sort of successful but ultimately meaningless. The second was unsuccessful. There's discussions about a third summit potentially later in this year. But ultimately what the Americans want is for North Korea to eliminate its nuclear weapons up front, and then the Americans would remove sanctions and provide other concessions. The North Koreans are saying, no, that's unacceptable to us. We want sanctions lifted and we want a peace treaty signed up front before we even talk about denuclearization. But the Americans quite wisely are saying, well, that's unacceptable because really we understand you're not going to get rid of the nukes in the first place. So I think the diplomatic process is ultimately going to go on, but it's not going to achieve North Korean denuclearization, and everyone understands that.
So what is next for the North's missile and nuclear program, do you think?
Well, given that Pompeo has now shifted the red line so that North Korea can test missiles so long as they can't reach US territory, that would mean that North Korea could, in effect, test additional short-range ballistic missiles. They could test longer-range systems such as medium-range ballistic missiles, which have a range of about 1,500 kilometres. And if they were careful, they could test an intermediate-range ballistic missile so long as it didn't approach Guam. So there is likely to be a growing series of provocations from North Korea to put pressure on the Trump administration to back off and release sanctions, remove sanctions. The Trump administration is not going to do that. And so we're going to reach an impasse at some point later in this year where diplomacy has failed. Everyone understands that North Korea is not going to get rid of its nukes and the Americans are not going to remove sanctions or sign a peace agreement. And so diplomacy at that point stutters to a halt. And the question is then, what happens after that.
Would you care to take a punt on what might happen after that, bearing in mind that Kim Jong-un has been talking a lot with the Chinese and very recently has been speaking with Vladimir Putin in Russia?
Yeah, well, I think the North Koreans are flagging, you know, possible next steps there. They're saying to the Americans, look, if you don't give us what we want, which is an ending of sanctions, a peace treaty signed that ultimately leads to the withdrawal of US forces from the Korean Peninsula and an ending of extended nuclear deterrence agreements with South Korea and Japan, then we have the option either to forge closer relationships with Moscow and Beijing that would be detrimental to US interests in Asia, or we can escalate our testing with longer range missile systems and ultimately with nuclear testing again. And they've talked about what's known as the Juche bird test, which would be an all-up nuclear test in the atmosphere of detonating a nuclear weapon in over the North Pacific. I think that if the North Koreans go down the path of provocation, the Americans will have to push back. And so we're back in a fire and fury type cycle of threat and counter-threat that potentially could lead to a serious military crisis on the Korean Peninsula, perhaps in 2020. If the Americans don't push back, then they're accepting North Korea as a nuclear weapon state with all that goes with that. And I think that they've got a choice then. Do they enhance deterrence against North Korea, or do they basically sit back and watch Japan get its own nuclear weapons?
And Malcolm Davis, if I can ask you about one other issue today, the US is also busy keeping pressure on Iran, announcing that they've deployed a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East. Not unusual that those the strike group and the bomber task force might be going to the Middle East, but it's an announcement really out loud and identified as being a response to Iran, Secretary of State John Bolton making this announcement. What do you make of that?
Well, the deployment of that carrier battle group was basically decided several weeks back. It was set up as a normal carrier deployment. It was announced by the US Navy. I think what Bolton has done is he's jumped on that and basically used it as an excuse to attack Iran and pressure Iran. And he's saying that this deployment is designed to deter Iran from doing anything irresponsible. The Iranians have been talking about, for some time now, closing the Straits of Hormuz as a result of sanctions being imposed on them after the US pulled out of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the Iran deal. So if the Iranians were stupid enough to try and close the Straits of Hormuz, then the Americans would certainly have the firepower there with a carrier battle group and a bomber task force that could force them to open it. But I don't think this deployment is specifically related to pressure Iran. It's a preordained deployment that was set up some months ago, but Bolton is capitalising on it.
Malcolm Davis, thank you very much for speaking with PM.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Malcolm Davis from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.